Welcome to another episode of Mindful Molly with me, your host, Molly Kaluve, where we discuss all matters spirituality and personal development with the aim of becoming better versions of ourselves every day, a space where none are judged and all are welcome. So on today's episode, we're talking about forgiveness. Therefore, it's only right that the affirmations for today are in alignment with that. So today's affirmations are, I release the heavy burden of shame, guilt, self-hatred, and self-judgment. I step away from the prison of resentment into freedom. And if others choose to act out of integrity, that is not my responsibility. With that being said, let us get into today's episode. Forgiveness. So today, the reason why I wanted to, talk about forgiveness is because it's something that I struggle with for the longest time. And it slowly became easier and easier to do when I started to realize or understand certain aspects to forgiveness. Now, the reason it was hard at first is because we tend to look at forgiveness as something that benefits the individual we're forgiving. Or, maybe it benefits the action in some way. And what makes us feel this way is the ego. There's a sense of pride of like holding on to the grudge or holding on to the pain. We form this loyalty to the suffering because our ego just feels like it cannot back away, or it feels like it's lost the battle once we forgive. But the question I started to ask myself is, doing all this, holding on to the suffering, holding on to, the pain, comes at what cost? I say what cost because at the end of the day, the person that hurt you, they don't need your forgiveness. They might not even remember what they did. Sometimes they don't even know what they've done. They've probably continued with their life. It's not even a thought. They're living their best life. And this is you that's left suffering. It's you that's left with the pain. It's you that's left with all of that. And I guess that was a hard realization for me that, me not forgiving is not doing anything to anybody but myself. I'm just becoming more bitter. I'm becoming more angry. I'm becoming more restless. My peace is disturbed. My energy is disturbed. But the people I'm not forgiving, they're good. They're getting a good night's sleep. They're not worried about anything. Everything is honestly just running smooth for them. And that's something that it didn't sit right with me, of course, and it was a hard realization, but it helped begin the process of truly understanding what the purpose of forgiveness really is. See, forgiveness is you letting go of your suffering. It's the ability to be like, you know what? I no longer want to identify with this pain. I no longer want to hold on to this pain. I no longer want to be loyal to this suffering. I just want to let it go. I just want to let it be and have the ability to move on with my life. And once you're able to do that, there's a sense of freedom. Release. You can find your happiness again. You can stop thinking about it. You can let it go. See, the other thing we also forget about forgiveness is it's not a one-time act. It's not like a, let me buy forgiveness for the day, or like, let me do a quick forgive, Bob, I'm good. I don't work like that. Forgiveness is like going to the gym, really. You know, you don't walk into the gym and go for the heaviest weight, like, you know. And in the same way with forgiveness, you don't start your journey to forgive with starting with forgiving the biggest, the worst, the worst thing there is that has happened to you, or the hardest thing to forgive, rather. You don't start with that. You gotta gradually bring yourself to that point of forgiveness. You know, you start with the little thing. You know, somebody knocks something over. Okay, I'm forgiving that. Then you move on. So you gotta, like, exercise your mind, your heart, your being to be able to take in the capacity of forgiving something else. Because the thing about forgiveness is it has to come with the grief. It has to come with the ability to face those emotions. You don't just forgive and not face the emotions, which is what we try to do. We try to say, you know what, it's not bothered you. You know, it's not bothered me. I don't really care. Like, I've forgiven it. I've let it go. You've not really forgiven it because you never faced the emotions. The truth is, it was hard for you to forgive because it did bother you. It did make you feel some type of way. Those emotions were there, and you have to be able and willing to accept that those emotions happened. They were there. And now from there, you're able to be like, you know what? I'm allowing myself to feel these things and let them go. They're passing through me and out of me. And that's what forgiveness is. There's that pain part. This is the pain part where you have to feel to forgive. And you're not doing it for anybody else. You're not forgiving for another person. You're forgiving for you. You have to realize, I don't know why we do this, but we have such a loyalty to our suffering, you know. The more I think about it, it's like, we hold on to it, and sometimes it's like, again, you know, it's our ego. It's like, we hold on to it, and sometimes we hold it a bit of a battle scar, but it's not even a battle scar, it's an open wound. And, you know, we're standing there with the open wound, thinking it's a battle scar, and we're like, you know, I'm not letting this go. This hurt me. This did something to me. I can't just let it go. And I know we've all felt that way. I know I felt that way, where it's like, you know what? I can't just let it pass. I can't just, you know, let it go. But the question is, what can you do? You know, unless you do something destructive back to the person. Yeah, maybe you've done something about it. But otherwise, you know, of course, we're not trying to do nothing to anybody. We're, you know, we're trying to move with grace or... for ourselves, really. It's not for anybody else, but it's really for you. There's nothing really you can do. So you feel that loyalty, that anger, that you know, that feeling, that tight feeling in your chest, and it just remains there. It's dormant in there. It's resting. It's stagnant energy, and you gotta think about that stagnant, still energy that's not good as, like, you know, dirty water or something. You know, dirty water attracts all these other bad things to it. You know, mold starts to grow, all these different things start to grow in it, and it just becomes a poison. And that's why holding on to these different things, it does to us. It's like poison to us. And I don't want no poison within me, and that's why we forgive. You know, the other thing about forgiveness, because I know I'm talking about it more of forgiving another person, but also when it comes to yourself. See, one of the hardest people to forgive is yourself, I'm not gonna lie. Because sometimes it's like, how could I do this to myself? Like, why would I do this to myself? Why would I not love myself the way I should have? Like, sometimes that's a heavy part, especially when you come to certain realizations of how you should be treating yourself. Then you realize and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't like myself. You have to learn to forgive yourself, and that also comes with just letting it go. It's a cycle. Like, sometimes you forgive, but then, like, you know, when you're forgiving, you kind of get rattled up, and you kind of go, like, you know, you take a backseat again. But you took a little step closer. You were able to forgive a little bit, and you just keep on doing it again and again. And slowly, what you have to forgive becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until, you know, you find forgiveness. You find it and you finally find that peace within yourself, and it's beautiful. The thing about forgiving other people, and it still has a lot to do with the ego, is we tend to internalize a lot of people's actions. You know, I was being asked the other day of, you know, if I'm a good person, you know, if I'm only giving good energy, if I'm doing all these good things, like, why do people still do me dirty? You can't control other people's actions. Their actions are merely just a representation of their consciousness. In that precise moment, whatever they did at that moment is a representation of their level of consciousness at that moment. Because, you know, we meet people and we're all good. We vibe and, like, you know, your energy straight. You forget people's energy change, the frequencies change, and it's just them. It's not you. You didn't do anything. It's not that you didn't do enough. It's not that, you know, you did too much. It's just you can't control people. You can only control yourself. You can control how you respond. You can control how you react, but you cannot control what another individual does. And therefore, you need to stop internalizing or just taking in or making it more personal in regards to what that person did to you. You know, we our ego loves to be attacked. It loves to get defensive. It loves to go into that defense mode where it's like, this was done to me. Somebody did this to me and I'm mad now. How could they do that to me? And one of, you know, the amazing things I heard, and I forgot his name, but it was a beautiful, you know, YouTube video about forgiveness. And he said, you know, everybody that's been in love, or everybody that's had love, has had pain. It's not just you. As harsh as it sounds, we have to remember it's not just us. Pain is there for everybody. It comes in different forms, it comes at different times, but pain is pain. Hurt is hurt. See, I'm not saying just because people do stuff to you, like, all of a sudden you're not gonna be feeling, you know, any emotional response to what they did. What I'm saying is, when you have that emotional response, like, don't take it further by believing that it's you. It was done to you. It was done because that person's consciousness at the time was maybe not where it should have been. They were not the right level or frequency. Now, I'm not saying because of that it's an excuse for the person. Most definitely not, because that's something they have to deal with in themselves. That's something they have to work on within themselves. But now you have the decision. You know, are you going to, like, keep that person in your life or move on? And if you move on, you move on. And you move on knowing that, yeah, their energy or their consciousness, it wasn't aligned with where mine was. And the truth is, if somebody is not aware of what their consciousness at that time has done, or where their frequency, what their frequency has created, they're bound to do it again. So forgiveness doesn't always mean you let this person back in. Forgiveness just means that it no longer has a place in your heart. It no longer holds that weight within you. It's no longer, you know, making you bitter. It's no longer keeping your energy stagnant and it's getting dirty and attracting all these other bad things. It just means that you've let it go. You've let it be. You've made peace with it. And now you're moving on. You have released yourself from suffering, because forgiveness is the ability to release yourself from suffering. And always a beautiful feeling. So work on forgiveness. Work on forgiving yourself. Work on forgiving others. But don't do it for them. Do it for you. And I know it sounds corny, but I want you to realize all that pain and anger, all it's doing is just making you more bitter. It's hurting you more. You know, someone said pain is nothing more than, you know, holding on to the past or holding on to past events. To move away from that pain and suffering, we gotta forgive. I'm not saying it's something that's gonna happen in a day. I'm not saying it's something that's gonna happen in a week or month, even a year. Like, everybody's journey with forgiveness is different, and it can only happen at your pace and your time. But you first have to be open with it. You first have to have the intention. You know, intention basically aligns yourself with where it is you want to go, what you want to do, what you're trying to achieve. And when you come with the intention of forgiveness, yeah, you find those parts where it's like, okay, it's hard, I'm not ready, all these different things. But because of that intention, you're able to push past it. You're able to really go for it. You're able to, you know, feel the emotions, feel that grief, that pain, whatever that event or whatever that person made you feel, and you're able to take it and you're able to let it go. You know, you're able to depersonalize. You're able to take it away from yourself and come to the understanding and the realization that, you know, this is not me. It's a reflection of their consciousness. And with that, you know, you find a lot of beauty. So learn to forgive, you know. And with forgiveness becomes better connections in the future. Because you're not holding on to the past anymore. You're not holding on to past events. You're not constantly thinking about the trust issues and all these other things that were hindering you before. You know, you're able to trust better, you're able to love better, because you're not tainted by all this hatred you had for past lovers, for past friendships, for past people that you know, their consciousness was just not where it should have been. You're not more open. So be kind, be loving, be compassionate, you know, be forgiving. And most of all, take care.